It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is seeking a full term in office this year, and two things happened this week that cemented her status as the frontrunner. First came a Siena College poll that showed her with a huge lead over her Democratic primary opponents. Then came a campaign finance filing that showed she raised more than $21 million since July. That's more than twice the amount raised by all of her opponents combined. Joining us now to discuss is WNYC's Albany reporter, John Campbell. Good morning, John.
Good morning, David.
Let's talk about that money advantage. What does that mean in terms of statewide support? Aside from simply having more cash on hand, what does this tell you about the party really lining up behind her?
Yeah, and calling it an advantage might be selling it short. Hochul raised about $21.9 million, and that's an all-time record for a state-level candidate in any six-month period. And it wasn't even really a close call. The previous record was just shy of $13 million by then-Governor George Pataki in 2002. Among her opponents, the Republican Lee Zeldin was closest, and he raised just about $4 million. And if you really drill down on the numbers, you see that Hochul raised about a third of her money in Manhattan alone. A huge amount of that money came from big-time real estate interests, people like the Tishmans and the Spires, and Stephen Roth of Vornado, the company behind the Penn Station neighborhood expansion. And so what does that tell us about her statewide support? You know, the Siena poll this week showed her with a 30-point lead in the Democratic primary, so she has strong support within her party. But when it comes to the money, the vast majority of that money is coming from wealthy donors, many of whom have business before the state.
What about the other candidates in the race? Now that former Mayor Bill de Blasio has announced he is not running, is there an opportunity for them to define themselves more clearly as a viable alternative to Hochul?
So that's one of the advantages that money can bring. You know, Hochul's facing a handful of major party opponents at this point. That includes Tom Suozzi, the Long Island congressman, the New York City public advocate, Jumaane Williams. Those are both on the Democratic side. But being able to cut through the noise and define your campaign can often be quite costly. And one way that candidates try to do that is through advertising, which, you know, of course, isn't cheap in the New York City market in particular. So by cornering the fundraising money, Hochul is also hindering her opponent's ability to define her or define themselves, at least through advertising. That said, Suozzi has been trying to make the issue of crime a central part of his campaign, and he used some of his $3 million that he raised to launch his first television ad this week.
I'll be a common sense governor, committed to both protecting our neighborhoods from crime and combating the inequality and despair that helped cause it.
The ad highlighted Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg and his decision to stop prosecuting certain crimes, and it almost goads Kathy Hochul into taking some sort of action against him.
Well, Governor Hochul is an incumbent, but she's only been in office for less than a year, coming in after former Governor Cuomo resigned, and she has never run for this office before. People are starting to talk about this like it's a done deal, but are there pitfalls ahead for her that other candidates might be able to take advantage of?
Oh, most certainly. The longer she's in office, the more decisions she'll have to make, the more crises she'll have to face, and every one of those can be fodder for her opponents. Take the issue of climate change, for example. Hochul is pushing a plan to ban natural gas hookups in new buildings by 2027. It's something the state will pretty much have to do if it wants to meet its goal of cutting its greenhouse gas emissions 85% by 2050. But it's given her critics on either side of her the opportunity to attack. Lee Zeldin, the Republican frontrunner, says it'll be damaging to the economy and would increase costs for builders. And climate activists and progressive Democrats say she's not moving fast enough. And then, of course, there's the ongoing COVID crisis. Suozzi knocked Hochul in December and January for failing to act quicker ahead of the winter surge, while her Republican opponents have suggested her vaccine mandate for healthcare workers has really exacerbated an already existing worker shortage. So there's going to be a million of these issues between now and November, and that means every decision that Kathy Hochul makes between now and then will be viewed through a political lens.
Yeah, and voters might like to see how these various candidates perform in a debate. It strikes me that that could have a big impact in this race, especially as more voters start to pay attention.
It's certainly possible. In 2018, when Governor Cuomo last ran for office, he very reluctantly agreed to a debate with Cynthia Nixon in the Democratic primary and Mark Molinaro in the general election. But neither of those debates really moved the needle much. And part of the reason for that is they just aren't as widely viewed as, say, the presidential debates. But it does give her opponents an opportunity to try to come up with a good soundbite or a clip that can ricochet across social media. And that can be very beneficial to a candidate.
Okay, and how about the Republicans in the race? How is that primary shaping up?
So there are three main Republicans who are seeking their party's nod to take on Hochul in November. You have Lee Zeldin, who we mentioned, and he's the clear choice of party leaders. But you also have Andrew Giuliani, the son of Rudy Giuliani, of course, and Rob Astorino, the former Westchester County executive who ran against Cuomo in 2014. Zeldin has the clear fundraising advantage. He raised about $4 million. Much of that was from thousands of people who gave less than $100, which can be a sign of grassroots support within your party. The other two candidates really trail behind. Astorino raised about $700,000, and Giuliani raised less than $100,000.
Well, we also saw Governor Kathy Hochul unveil her state budget proposal this week. What can you tell us about that, John?
Yeah, you're right. On Tuesday, Hochul unveiled a $216 billion state spending proposal, and it actually benefits from a $5 billion surplus this year. Mm. And that's a rarity in New York.
Yeah.
Here's what she had to say about that in her budget address.
This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to make thoughtful, purpose-driven investments in our state and in our people that'll pay dividends for decades. And that's exactly what my budget will do.
The governor laid out all sorts of plans within her budget. She wants to spend about $1 billion giving bonuses to healthcare workers. And she wants to move ahead with mega projects like the Penn Station redevelopment plan while paving the way for casinos to come to New York City and the surrounding area. Now, the next step is to negotiate with the state legislature, which they'll do over the next 10 weeks or so. And a final budget is due March 31st.
And her ability to negotiate this budget with lawmakers could stand as a real test of her ability to govern, right? Something that voters might also be paying attention to?
This will be Kathy Hochul's first chance to really negotiate with them on anything major. And how that negotiation goes will go a long way toward how much she can get done and how much she can tell the voters she can get done.
Well, you can circle the date on your calendar now. The primary in the governor's race is set for June 28th. WNYC Albany reporter John Campbell, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.